This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. An Islamic State suicide bomber struck at a mosque packed with Shiite Muslim worshippers in northern Afghanistan on Friday, killing at least 46 people and wounding dozens of others. In its claim of responsibility, the region's IS affiliate identified the bomber as a Uyghur Muslim, saying the attack targeted both Shiites and the Taliban for their purported willingness to expel Uyghurs to meet demands from China. The blast tore through the crowded mosque in the city of Kunduz during Friday noon prayers, the highlight of the Muslim religious week. It was the latest in a series of IS bombings and shootings that have targeted Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers, as well as religious institutions and minority Shiites, since U.S. and NATO troops left in August. Two journalists whose work has angered authorities in Russia and the Philippines have won the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize. We get more from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
Maria Ressa is the co-founder of Rappler, a digital media company which has launched investigations into the controversial and large-scale killings during the Philippines' war on drugs. Dmitry Muratov is the editor-in-chief of Russia's investigative newspaper, Novaya Gazeta, which has defied the Kremlin with its corruption reporting and extensive coverage of the conflict in Ukraine. This was Ressa just moments after she learned the news.
It's a shock. But the fact that a journalist from the Philippines and a journalist from Russia won the Nobel Peace Prize tells you about the state of the world today.
The Kremlin's congratulated Muratov on the win, despite his paper's criticism of President Putin and the Russian government. A Kremlin spokesperson says Muratov is devoted to his